Welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work for you. Today, our guest is Andrea Behman, a national foods chef, author, and television host dedicated to alternative healing and green sustainable living. Andrea was featured as a contestant on Bravo's hit reality TV show, The Top Chef, seasons 1 and 5. She is the food and health expert on CBS News and has appeared on Barbara Walters' The View. She is also host of the award-nominated Fed Up, a cooking show that teaches viewers how to cook for, cure their body ailments and illnesses. She maintains a website called www.andreabehman.com, and that's AndreaBehman.com, her personal website that offers recipes, monthly topics, food tips, holistic health counseling, and other health-related information. Andrea teaches classes at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and the Natural Gourmet Cooking School, ICE, James Baird House, and other schools to over 2,000 students annually. Her high-energy and fun cooking classes and health seminars reach wide use of clients and students. Andrea is featured in the Top Chef cookbook, Escape from Corporate America, and the Integrative Nutrition Case Histories book. She has contributed articles to Women's Health Magazine, Forbes Traveler, Dish du Jour, the Physician Assistant Magazine, Quick and Simple, Delicious Magazine, Nick Jr. Magazine, Energy Times, Delicious Living, and many, many others. Andrea is also the author of The Whole Truth, How I Naturally Reclaimed My Health, and You Can Too, and the eating and recipe guide, Better Food, Better Health. Her third book was Health is Wealth. In tough financial times, the best investment in yourself is on the way. She makes learning about food, health, and positive lifestyle activities a joy for everyone. Now, I'd like to welcome you, Andrea, and I have another comment I want to add before we get too far into it. So welcome on board.
Hello, Maureen. Good morning.
So one of the guests we had a few weeks ago was a woman who is an expert on teens. And when I asked her what was the number one issue for teens and young adults, because she writes a column for 20-somethings, about 20-somethings with 20-somethings, she said the number one issue isn't what people think. It's their health. And I said, their health? What do you mean their health? You know, I raised 4 healthy kids. I couldn't imagine what she was talking about. And she proceeded to list a long litany of diseases that young people are suffering from at the age of 20, 22, 26. So I'm sure you have something to say about it. Tell us your own story.
Yeah, well, let me first talk about the teens. It's unfortunate, but with each passing generation, our constitution, our physical constitution, is getting weaker and weaker and weaker. You know, you'll find more and more kids, 12 years old, with diabetes, cancer. I've seen babies. You know, so it's a testament to what's happening to our bodies, what's happening to us. We're getting weaker with each passing generation. And this has started probably about, I want to say about 100 years ago, this decline in the human being started to happen. And with that decline of the human being, it's directly associated with the decline of our food supply, that our food supply has been completely compromised. So I'll give an example, my own health. I was 28 years old when I was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism, and I had a goiter. And my entire life, I was eating crap food, standard American junk food, diet food, chemically processed foods, foods that are not from nature, but made in a factory.
You were eating like Doritos and...
Oh, yeah. You know, I was eating, first of all, lots of diet food. So there was chemicals in the food, you know, like diet soda, diet food, diet chemical sweeteners. Anything that was, because I was deathly afraid of getting fat. So I was eating all of this diet food. And the more, you know, they have to make it taste good because diet food just doesn't taste good. So they have to put tons of chemicals and... artificial sweeteners and color enhancers and everything to make it look appetizing and taste appetizing. But it's so bad for the body. I mean, our food goes into our system, and it becomes our blood, which becomes our skin and our hair and our nails and our eyes and our organs. Everything is made from our physical food. You know, it's amazing to me that more people don't recognize that we literally are what we eat. It sounds like an old adage that maybe somebody's grandmother said to them, but it's the truth.
Tell the story. Tell the story about your visit to the doctor and him telling you he was going to inject you with iodine or something.
Oh, yeah, it was actually a female doctor, the first one. I went through about 20 doctors. The first doctor who diagnosed me said that I needed to take radioactive iodine, which destroys the thyroid, and then take Synthroid for the rest of my life. And I said, you know what? I said, I don't think that my diet is good. I think that I eat really crappy, and I think that may have something to do with it. And the doctor said, your diet has nothing to do with your thyroid. And I said, okay, well, before I commit to destroying my body and then being on a lifetime of medication, let me make a change here. And the doctor said, it's not going to make a difference. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to try it. And I did. I radically overhauled all of that junk food I was eating, all of the chemicals and all the crap, literally crap. And I started to eat food, real food, like straight from the farm, right out of the earth, you know, into the oven and into the body. I went from refined grains to whole grains. I went from dehydrated vegetables to real vegetables, fruits, fish, beans. I mean, food, you know, real protein, real fat, real food.
And how
my
long
body
did it
started
take?
To change. It took
and
2 years.
And how long did it, sorry, how long did it take you to?
It took me 2 years.
And you went back to the, did you ever go back to the original doctor?
Yeah, I went back to the original doctor after 4 months because my body started to change. Like, within weeks, it started to change. The first thing that I noticed was that weight naturally came off the body without me having to diet, because I certainly wasn't on a diet. What I was now eating more food than I had ever eaten. It was just a different quality of food. And I went back to the doctor 4 months later, and my thyroid levels had changed, and the doctor said, your thyroid levels have now changed, but this is a fluke. You know, it doesn't mean that you're healed. Yeah,
well,
yeah. I was like, go ahead.
I can tell you that I was at a party a few weeks back where the chef for the caterer for the party was someone who had studied at some of the schools, and she is one of the people that you know and who studied with you. And so she catered the whole meal, and we had this fabulous amount of food and a great dessert. It was a 4th of July party. And we were all sitting around kind of being kind of mellow after this lovely evening. And I said to everyone, do you notice how you feel? Normally after a big feast like this, in the old days, you'd be sitting around going, oh, I ate too much. Oh, I don't feel so good. And we all felt good. We felt energized. We did not feel depleted. It was amazing.
Yeah.
This is something that someone can learn from study. Now, those of you who are just tuning into the radio show, this is Maureen St. Germain, and we are part of the Dr. Pat Network. I'm with you each week, this time on Fridays. I'm a national transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. I work with individuals providing insightful information from their guides through my connection to the Akashic Records. I write the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and I've also taught the Progressive Manifestation Workshop of the same name. Those students say that their genie in the bottle experience helps them understand and apply the information in The Secret. I've also taught the Flower of Life Workshop and Merkaba Meditation for over 15 years and have released both guided CD version of it and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. My company, Transformational Enterprises, also developed a highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line called Aromandalas. I also write for Danion Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Our Aromandalas are always on special in our store. We have such an amazing product line that every month we feature something. So if you've not been to our website or if you've always wanted to try our heaven-sent scents, which are called Aromandalas, you might check out our website, www.maureenstgermain.com, or go to the website Aromandalas and claim your intuitive healing, your spiritual healing coming from the aromatherapy. So our guest today is Andrea Beeman, health expert, self-healed woman, a food and lifestyle consultant, and author. We will be right back.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make every day a day of heaven on earth. So today we're speaking with Andrea Beeman, who is a health expert, chef, and self-healed woman who has turned food into her lifestyle, into her work, and her avocation. Andrea, you had a corporate job. Tell us about that and that transition, because so many people are interested in how they can follow their heart.
Oh, I was working at MTV and VH1. It was a really nice job. I can't complain about my job there. I literally got to fly around the country and party. But when I healed my thyroid, it just kept nagging me almost like an inner voice every single day that, you know, you have to be doing something more in the world. You have to share this knowledge with other people. And every day it kept eating at me. I would literally walk back and forth to and from work at MTV, and I'd be like, okay, I got to go teach people how to heal, how to cook, how to take care of themselves. And every day the same thing kept coming to me, which was fear. You know, how are you going to take care of yourself? How are you going to provide for yourself? You know, all of the things that pop up for people. Yeah.
Sure.
You know, how am I going to pay the bills? Am I going to be homeless? And someone had given me a quote from Louise Hay, and the quote was, "I am safe in the universe and all life loves and supports me." And he said to me, anytime that those fears come up for you, I just want you to recite that quote. And I did. And I literally, for 4 months, walked back and forth to work reciting that quote because fears kept coming up like 100 at a time. You know, one on top of the other, on top of the other. And I just kept saying, I'm safe in the universe and all life loves and supports me. I'm safe in the universe and all life loves and supports me. And after about 4 months of, like, brainwashing myself, I was walking home from MTV one day, and I'm on 57th and 2nd Avenue, and in the middle of the street, I finally got it. It made perfect sense, and I was like, holy crap, I am safe in the universe, and all life loves and supports me. At that moment, I truly believed it. I knew that if I quit my job, I was completely safe, and I went to work the next day, and I quit my job, and the rest is history. History. You know, like, at first, of course, I was still scared, a little bit troubled, you know, but the work kept coming, more offers kept coming. I mean, now I have 2 books, a third on the way, I host an award-nominated show. My life has completely expanded beyond even what I thought it could, and it's continuing to expand because I let go, because I released my fear, and I let the universe take me where I needed to go.
That's fabulous. Now, one of the things that we're going to be doing, because Andrea is such a great lady, is she has a set of books plus a thyroid health video seminar that she would be willing to give away. Now, because we pre-record, you can't call us in on this show this day, but if you will send us an email, we will make a drawing of your names and send this out to one very fortunate winner. So you will send an email to info@MaureenSaintGermain.com. So it's info@MaureenSaintGermain.com. That's MaureenSaintGermain.com. And put in the title, either the Dr. Pat Show or Andrea Bayman, and we will include you in the drawing for the free books and a thyroid health video seminar, which I think is really important. A lot of women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s are getting told they need thyroid medication. Do you know what's going on with that?
There's a lot going on with that. I mean, there's so many reasons why the thyroid is breaking down and not functioning properly. First and foremost, women, more than any other people, especially in this country, don't eat fat. And the endocrine system thrives on cholesterol and fat. We need cholesterol to build our hormones. So when women, because you'll notice that many more women than men are having thyroid disease. And I'm not saying that men don't get it at all. They certainly do. It's just that the higher majority is with women. And one of the reasons is because they're not eating good quality fat. They're not supporting their endocrine system. The second reason, actually, this is probably the first reason, is thyroid disease is higher in people that haven't been breastfed. So there's an entire slew of people, both men and women, that from the 1970s up until today haven't had colostrum and the things that help to support the internal system. So people that haven't been breastfed have been linked with higher rates of diabetes, cancer, thyroid disease, so many illnesses. It's just this a crying shame what happened when the doctors and the companies that created soy infant formula and infant formula said to women that their milk, which is provided supposedly direct for that little baby, the perfect food, they were told that their milk is inferior, and they were encouraged to give soy infant formula. And soy directly inhibits thyroid hormone.
Oh, wow. Well, I can tell you as a mother who breastfed 4 children that they were all boys. And so as they grew up, I made sure they understood how important breastfeeding was and that someday if they had children of their own that they needed to support their wife as a breastfeeding mom rather than just go for the convenience of formula. And that's essentially what I saw in my generation was the food was offered as a convenience, save time, save energy. And so you didn't think, oh, well, why would I use this? You know, it's so much more convenient. And, of course, then there was the whole movement about not being allowed to breastfeed in public, and that has also changed. So there's a huge shift for everyone today to be able to take the ideal food formula for their children.
Yeah.
Now, you do you have any coursework that people could get? Because this show is all over the U.S., and people also are picking it up online.
Yeah, sure. They can buy my books, and there's information there. But, I'm a firm believer that you study everything, and everything that calls to you and anything that crosses your path, study it, learn it, use it, because not everything will work for everyone. So, like, in my approach, I incorporate macrobiotic, Japanese medicine, Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic, American Indian shamanism. It doesn't matter. There's always something that somebody can use from some ancient healing craft that'll be beneficial to them, and not all things will call to everyone. My food base is a lot of Chinese medicine. You know, this stuff has been handed down for thousands and thousands of years. Eating seasonally, eating what the environment provides for us, like that kind of stuff. And people can get that knowledge from books. They can get it from courses. I studied at the Cushy Institute in Massachusetts initially when I was healing, and that was macrobiotic. But then I had to widen out my diet because it wasn't complete for me. It wasn't actually enough animal protein and fat for me, but it was brilliant knowledge. So I always believe in taking the good and leaving the rest. And then, of course, Chinese medicine. You know, I love that stuff. I love the way the organs work and how the meridians work, chakra work. I mean, all of this. There are so many different levels to healing. There's the physical food that creates the physical body. There's the emotional food that creates the emotional body and the spiritual food that creates the spiritual body and the connection to everything.
One thing that we didn't ask is, do you do private consultations?
Yes, I do private consultations via phone. Unless you're in the New York City area, then I do them in person.
Okay, so if you are someone who would really like to hire Andrea to talk to you about your illness or your diet and to get some really good information on how you can nurture yourself and help heal yourself, you can reach Andrea at 212-249-1428. That's 212-249-1428. And her email is Andrea Beeman, or Beeman, and that's AndreaBeeman at AOL.com. So give me another case study that you have done with someone that you could see a huge transformation.
I had, like, one of my first clients, this is like 10 years ago, I met at a party. And I was doing a little bit of visual diagnosis. It was like a little party trick. Visual diagnosis is looking at the body and seeing illness, where illness manifests. And I noticed that she had some dark spots on her left arm in a specific area. And it indicates that there's stagnation in the breast. And so I said to her, this is showing that you have possibly some stagnation in your breast. And she just started crying her eyeballs out right there in the party. And I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? And she goes, I just came from the doctor today. And he said, I have 3 malignant lumps in my breast. And I said, wow, you know, we can work on that. I said, you know, lumps are just stagnation. Cancer is just stagnation. It's just energy that's not moving in the body. So let's get that energy moving. So we worked on her diet, got the stimulants out, the caffeine, the sugar, all that stuff, and put her on a more natural diet. And within 8 months, she went back to her doctor, and the doctor could not find the lumps. And he said, we must have made an error the first time when we diagnosed it, because lumps just don't disappear. And she said, no, you didn't make an error, because I went to 3 doctors, and they all said the same thing. And, you know, like, so that kind of stuff really gets me excited when people become empowered. You know, that they say, yeah, you know, I did this. I took my power back. I healed my illness. I healed my sickness. I healed whatever was going on. And so, like, people like that always just make me smile. They believe that they can do it, and they do it.
That's fabulous. So is there any last parting idea that you'd like to share with us?
Yes. Just love yourself as much and as often as possible. Put yourself first. Make your time on this planet spectacular and give your body the fuel, the nourishment, the support that it needs to get you through this journey.
Well, there you have it. Andrea Beeman, food expert, natural food chef, author, and self-healed woman, in my mind, a woman of the year. This is Maureen St. Germain bringing you Heaven Sense with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, I'm wishing you a million blessings this day. and claiming for you and all of us a day of heaven on earth for you and everyone you meet. Thanks for joining us.